right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. And then I'll give you a little preview of movies and entertainment stuff that you can take advantage of for this long weekend coming up. I'm off tomorrow and Friday. And I don't know who's filling in for me. Sorry. Is anybody, Esmeralda? No, you're not here either. I don't. Elif, are you working this tomorrow and Friday?
I am working
this shift?
Tomorrow, yes.
Who's in for me?
Matt Bubala.
Oh, Bubala's going to be in. Bubala. Oh, little Bubala. Okay, little Bubala. Well, you work with him on a regular basis, on every week?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So he's working on Thanksgiving night, or Thanksgiving morning. Yes, Thanksgiving morning, 2 a.m.
The morning following Thanksgiving.
Oh, so he's working Friday morning?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. I don't know who's working Thanksgiving morning.
I think it's Steve Dale. Yes, it
Steve
is.
Dale. Okay, so tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning, Steve Dale will be in for me from 2 to 5, and then Matt Bubala will be in on Friday morning, 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you're producing for him on Friday morning?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you know what's going on. I'll be back Monday morning for my regular shifty. Hey, speaking of shifty, I don't know what that means, Jim. I have no idea why I just said shifty and then you.
Best intro ever.
He's a shifty guy. No, Jim Hankey is with us, a contributing writer to modernvinyl.com. He is going to be the host of an upcoming podcast called Vinyl Emergency as part of the Now Playing Podcast Network.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
been put together by my friend Jim Laskowski, Jim the Music and Movie Freak.
Absolutely. What a good guy.
Yeah.
We just hit it off after he had heard me on your show several times before and read some of my writing for Modern Vinyl and stuff, and the most flattering thing you can hear, probably, as somebody who has loved radio for as long as I have, is he got a hold of me and said, this guy needs a show.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
Jim's
so,
a good guy, man.
Yeah.
He's
so
a good guy.
I'm excited to do it, jumping into the podcast thing.
Enormously talented guy, too, and a smart dude.
Yeah.
And, smart dude, you know why? Because he's been listening to me for 20 years.
Absolutely.
That makes him immediately a smart dude.
Agreed.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Jim, hi.
Hi.
Jim is also a guy who reps, handles,
what is the right word? I don't know.
You get me really great musicians in this studio.
Absolutely.
And I always have a great time with the people that come in here, the musicians and the songwriters and the bands and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great time because I love talking music. I love music and it's always a blast.
Well, thank you so much. And to give people just a little bit of background, I have written about music and played in bands for, I mean, going on about 20 years here or so. And after my last band wrapped up, I decided to start writing press releases for bands instead of reviewing them necessarily. And that suddenly spun into getting them interviews and radio appearances and that sort of thing. And that's how I hooked up with you and Dan. And obviously being a fan of yours since I moved to Batavia, Illinois, where I currently reside, back in 2007. So I've been listening to you actively since then.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And so to have acts that I help out be on basically my favorite radio show, it's just always a real pleasure.
Well, it's always great, man. And I enjoy everybody you've brought in here. Some I've been blown away by.
Absolutely. I believe tears have been shed.
Tears have been shed. Brittany made me cry.
Yeah.
Brittany Lee Moffitt made me cry. She made me cry.
Yeah.
She was so good. Lots of great musicians have come
absolutely.
Through here, and it's just a lot of fun.
Ron Haynes, the Game Changers.
Oh, my God. Those guys were unbelievable.
So where, I mean, tell me, I mean, in relation, I know it's radio, but like in relation, like where were these guys
in this room? The drum kit was right by the bathroom, right over there.
Okay.
The horn section was standing right by that screen TV, big screen TV.
Okay.
The guitarists, the bass and guitar were right up against the glass where Elif is.
Yep.
Then we had the keyboard player set up over here in the corner.
Yeah.
And they were unbelievable. Oh my God, were they good.
Had you not even instituted Fly Jams Friday? Let's say that didn't exist.
Man.
I know from listening to the show, I know the kind of music that hits your buttons basically.
Yeah, man.
And when I connected with Ron Haynes, I was like, This needs to be on Nick's show.
No, I was beside myself with those guys in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
oh,
were
so
they good. They were
absolutely
so good.
Yep.
Well, thank you for providing me with a lot of really great entertainment
thank
and music.
Thank you for being open to it. We appreciate it.
And, Jim, you know, we want to get your background and talk to you about how you got into music.
Sure.
And talk about some bands you've been in. And then we've got to talk about Record Store Black Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll talk about the vinyl subscription services. And you got me a box here that I have to open.
Yes.
We're going to do that on the air.
Sounds great.
All right. And if you have any questions about vinyl, if you're a record collector, Jim is an expert. Jim Hankey is his name, and we'll take your phone calls, vinyl questions, record questions, and if you want to take advantage of Record Store Black Friday, we'll tell you how you can do that. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Take a break here for the news, and we'll come back with more Vinyl Talk with Jim Hankey on 720 WGN. Nothing like a little Zeppelin, man. Yeah, Zeppelin! On a Wednesday morning. On Whitesnake Wednesday.
Whitesnake Wednesday.
Yeah, Whitesnake. Well, they tried to sound like Zeppelin on that 1987 release of theirs, the self-titled Whitesnake album.
That's right.
One morning we were talking about Whitesnake Wednesday. Yeah! And Whitesnake is actually, you know, and we can talk about this because Jim Hankey is here, by the way, music
Hello.
Guy, writes for modernvinyl.com. We're going to talk about the upcoming Record Store Black Friday and much more here.
Mostly Whitesnake, though.
Mostly so. Whitesnake. No, but seriously, though, but Whitesnake, until that 87 record, was a damn good band.
Sure.
They were like a rhythm and blues, hard rock band. And you know, people were like, "What? How can you even like Whitesnake? Man, the first like four Whitesnake albums are good."
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. But then, like, when that self-titled record came out, and then it was Tawny Kitaen jumping around. And
yeah.
That was when it was like, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's enough of Whitesnake. But I back those, you know, like, Slide It In is a great record. I back that one. Is that one available on in the vinyl?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure you can.
I still got mine.
Okay, exactly.
You know, from the 80s.
Yeah, definitely.
So. All right, how did you get into vinyl, Jim?
Oh, man, good question. I mean, my parents had always had records around the house. And, you know, I connected with certain records like Willie Nelson's Stardust, Pet Sounds, obviously, from the Beach Boys, a lot of Roy Orbison and that sort of thing. And I had bought, when I was going to high school and college, I had bought records for the novelty of it, but didn't really, like, listen to them a whole lot. And then a couple of years ago, I mean, my wife, who was here with me tonight, had mentioned basically that, you know, for somebody who's so into music as you, like, you know, give vinyl a try, basically. And I did, and I've never turned back since. So.
Now, since the last time that you were here,
yes,
how much has your collection increased?
Well, my good friend...
your wife, by the way, is laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Absolutely.
So good, laughing.
Good question. So IKEA had, for a while, made these things.
I'm sorry. I love that you're opening up the explanation with the word IKEA. I know exactly what direction we're going into.
So
it's furniture direction.
It's furniture directed. So, you know, I want to make it clear that my collection is definitely, I mean, there are friends of mine who have vastly, vastly superior collections.
Yeah.
But IKEA, for a while, made a what you call an expedite, which was basically, you know, squares of 12 by 12 in certain sizes and stuff that you would be able to store your vinyl in. We had a shindig at our place in August, and a friend of mine, former bandmate of mine, brought one that of his that he wasn't going to use anymore. So it was basically 4x2. So now that's like nearly, I mean, probably half filled now with some other expedites. I mean, I don't know how many records I own. It's definitely, it's still under 500. It's mm-hmm. not, I mean, it's definitely not, you know, like, the deleted scene in High Fidelity, the, where he goes to Beverly D'Angelo's house or whatever. And it's nothing like
it's not
that.
Not quite like
not,
that.
Not quite like that.
Yeah.
But,
It's still an impressive collection.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, so you got into it, you know, like, big time, and at the, I'm really surprised that your wife encouraged you.
Yeah, me too. Believe it or not,
yeah.
I'm very surprised by that as well. But she knows. I mean, like I'm always looking for deals. Like there are friends of mine and people I follow in online vinyl communities that can just, you know, walk out of record stores with stacks of records and drop hundreds of dollars at a time. And for me, I'm looking to like sell records that I'm not necessarily like married to, you know, help get other records that I would want more.
Right.
You know, I'm not, it's quality over quantity always.
Do you have any theories as to why vinyl has taken off over the past few years?
You know, I think with anything rising in popularity, I think the antithesis of that is always going to happen. I think that like, for instance, now, I mean, okay, like almost all movies are digital now, but we've got Hateful Eight coming out very soon, which is on, what's 70mm?
70mm.
You know,
The Remnant, the new film from Iratu is going to be in 65.
Exactly. So I think whenever you have something as the standard, the antithesis of that is going to still creep up. And I think with the rise of digital media, people are still looking for a tangible object. But CDs, I mean, you've never been in somebody's car who really liked CDs and they were pristinely kept in one of those travel things. It just never happened.
No.
So they'd be on the floor and whatever. And I think vinyl just with, and you talk about it all the time on your show, with the artwork that you can sit with and liner notes and actually reading like, hey, who played what on this?
Yeah.
You know, you're only getting with your iTunes and everything like that, you're only getting like one piece of that cover and it's only so big. And now I think you're able to like, you know, sit with the record and really enjoy it.
The thing is that some people might not realize is that, you know, modern acts, new musicians and new bands are doing vinyl.
Absolutely.
And doing some really interesting stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, as we've talked about a few times on this show, one of the guys that is changing vinyl and doing some of the most creative things in vinyl is Jack White.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to point to, you know, people call him the Willy Wonka, basically, of vinyl these days, because what he's doing is we could spend a whole episode just talking about the things that he's doing with vinyl. His Third Man record label has done oversized, he calls them Texas sized 13-inch records. He's done 6-inch records, you know, as opposed to 45s, which are 7. He's done liquid filled records. He's been records that play from the inside out as opposed to the outside in. He's done flexi discs. It's so weird, but he's like really embraced and promoted vinyl more than any major artist.
Is his stuff hard to get? Does he press like minimal amounts?
In general, his stuff is easy to get, but it's the variants that are very hard to get. For instance, like there's for Blunderbuss, his first solo record, there is a reverse lightning bolt edition, which basically you can buy the normal black vinyl edition or the reverse lightning bolt, which goes for maybe $250, $300 online. It is basically turquoise, but with a black lightning bolt through the vinyl. So, I mean, that stuff is very, very hard to find.
Yeah. Wow. But that's the thing, though, is like the younger artists are embracing vinyl.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I think that's really, really cool. And now, whenever you watch like a late night show and they have a musical guest.
Yep.
They now have gone back to holding up an album. It's not
record.
A CD.
Exactly.
They're holding up an actual album.
Absolutely.
And I just go nuts when I see that.
It looks so silly now when you watch on YouTube like clips from the 90s where people are, you know, Conan's holding up, you know, this little tiny CD.
Yeah.
And people are, yeah, these new bands are skipping CDs entirely sometimes. They're just doing digital downloads or a vinyl record.
Right. All right, let me ask you this. Now, for people who are interested, by the way, if you are a vinyl collector, we're going to tell you how you can get some great deals at Record Store Black Friday, which is coming up, obviously, on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. For people who are interested in maybe starting, you know, getting into vinyl.
Sure.
The equipment that you need. A lot of people are like, wow, what am I going to go out and get a turntable? I got a stereo system and then, you know, a stylus. And how am I going to replace the stylus?
Right.
Is it a difficult hobby to maintain because the equipment is not the easiest to get?
I feel it's only as difficult as you want to make it. There are push button turntables made by Audio Technica that run about $100 to $120 that are very easy to maintain and to use and to enjoy your records with. A turntable that I have is by a company called U-Turn, which was basically three college students in Boston wanted to make a high-quality turntable for a low price, so they found a way to do it. And you can get turntables that are upwards of thousands of dollars. You can get receivers that are thousands of dollars, or go to Goodwill and try to find an old 70s vintage model, which is always great. It's really up to you how difficult you want to make it. Mark Maron on his show on IFC had a bit where basically he got a $4,000 receiver. It's just a receiver. It's not a turntable or a stereo system, just a receiver. And he puts it on and he's so psyched and he listens to it and he turns to his friend and he goes, I don't know, does this sound like $4,000 to you? And that's always the predicament. Is I always tell people when they're looking to upgrade or even start, you know, if what you are listening to is better than what you had before, that's really all that should matter.
Yeah.
Not the money spent, not who tells you what it is. If it sounds good to you, do it.
For people who are interested in collecting vinyl, there's a vinyl subscription service. There are many vinyl subscription services, right?
Absolutely.
Why don't you give a little info on that, Jeff?
Sure. So basically, if you're familiar with, you know, maybe in the 70s and 80s, you had like a Fruit of the Month Club or something like that. This is the same, but for vinyl.
You know, I'm sorry, but the first thing that pops into my head is like the Columbia House Record things where you would tape a penny. I don't know if anybody remembers this.
Yeah.
I'm an old dude, man.
Absolutely.
I'm 50 now. And like in TV Guide or something, you would take like the card, you would take the postcard,
yep,
and it would be pick these 8 tracks or these cassettes, you know, write the number down for Bay City Rollers and Peter Frampton and whoever you wanted, tape a penny to it, mail it, and then you get all of those cassettes or albums,
right?
Then you're subscribed. You have to buy like 6 more in a year or something like that.
Right, correct.
So that's old school. But is it similar to what's happening?
Well, no, nobody wants pennies anymore.
No, I didn't think so.
Thank goodness,
I didn't think so.
So basically, you know, and we can talk about, you know, you have a box over there.
I do.
You know, eventually we can.
We're gonna open that up soon.
Get into that. But yeah, these vinyl subscription services. You can, it's a great way to get exclusives. Like a lot of them are, the one that we'll talk about later is specifically pressed for members of that club.
Okay.
So people can't get that anywhere else.
Okay.
A lot of these, or, you know, some of these, subscription services are meant to, open you up to new artists, maybe unsigned artists. So there's one I know called Turntable Kitchen that sends you every month basically a menu, you know, and ways to cook a meal, and then they send you a 7-inch record to enjoy while you're cooking that, and it's like, you know, an unsigned band.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's like if you have a date night or something like that, it's a neat little way to like spend the evening basically.
That's cool.
But yeah, there are many different ones, and the one we'll get to with the box is one I'm really excited
cool.
about.
So there are subscription services, and we'll give you some information on that as well, and then there's Record Store Black Friday and a lot more to talk about, and music in general. And again, Jim, you know, it's been a while since you've been here, and musicians and people who love music, I always ask them, you know, the general questions, and we'll get to those,
you
which I've already asked you,
right?
You know, in the past, but it's been a while.
Absolutely.
So. All right, and we got a couple of people online who have questions or comments, and we'll do that. We're talking vinyl, Record Store Black Friday. Yeah, the record stores and the vinyl shops are actually going to be part of Black Friday this year, and Jim is going to give you all the information on that. Jim Hankey is my guest, and we'll come back and talk more on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studios on 7th floor, Trib Tower, here with Jim Hankey, who is a contributing writer to ModernVinyl.com, host of an upcoming podcast called Vinyl Emergency, which is going to be part of the Now Playing Podcast Network that my friend Jim Leskowski put together. And by the way, Eric Childress is also going to be having a show as part of that network. And we're going to give you all the details on how to get really cool buys and bargains on Black Friday, because it's going to be Record Store Black Friday. Welcome back, Jim.
Thanks.
We have some people on the phone.
Oh, great.
Who would enjoy talking to you. And if you would like to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're talking vinyl and records and all kinds of cool stuff. Here's Steve on WGN. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, you guys got talking about album covers and liner notes. Well, Styx Paradise Theater, the copy I had the the theater's marquee engraved in it with sticks on it, and we would spend hours after we took it off the turntable looking at it. I wonder if either of you guys ever saw that particular copy or...
I mean, I remember, I'm not a big sticks fan, Steve, sorry, and never...
Oh, no, this was when we were young men.
Sorry?
This is when we were young men.
No, I understand that, and I'm 50, so I understand sticks. I was there when they really took off.
You weren't a fan then.
I wasn't a fan then, I'm not a fan now, but I remember Paradise Theater, I remember the cover, and I remember spending a significant amount of time staring at a lot of album covers.
Oh, yeah.
Just especially Yes covers, like Yes album covers. I could spend like 10 hours looking at a Yes album. So, all
okay.
Right, Steve, thanks. And you, by the way, you looked it up, and they did, in fact, reissue in 2015?
There is a 2015 repress of Paradise Theater from Styx.
Yeah!
Anybody wants it? There's a website called Discogs, which is a buy and sell and trade site for vinyl collectors.
Yeah.
The cheapest copy right now of that is for $16. You can get a gatefold edition, you know, when that opens up, of Styx Paradise Theater, brand new. From somebody willing to part with it.
How about that? How about that? All right. RL is on the line. How you doing, RL?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the call.
Sure, man.
Love the show. I listen all the time late at night.
Thank you.
So, quick question I have. I'm actually a DJ myself, so I believe to be a great DJ, you should incorporate all styles of music and listen to it. It makes you a good DJ and try to let people know about all types of music. So that's one thing I try to do. Question I have is, it's your girl on the phone. No, I appreciate her taking the call.
Yeah.
Is everything is going digital right now with DJ controllers and things like that. One thing I actually try to talk to my friends about is I believe the future of music and DJs is actually vinyl. I tell people to get off the digital controllers. It's nice having them if you need to use them. But to get on, using records and things like that, I told them that's the future, actually, is records, get on, like, Techniques or some sort of player like that. Use the old records. And I've gotten in fights with people like this. I told them, I said, try to stay away from that. I said, if you want to be a great DJ, that is the future, honestly. A lot of that older music, you know.
So what do you think of that, Jim?
Well, I mean... yes, I mean, it depends, like, I guess, like, you know, what we, I feel weird saying this, but it depends on what you call the future, because I still really admire DJs who can kind of do both, like a guy like Questlove, okay, like, you know, we all know him as the drummer for The Roots, we know him on The Tonight Show or whatever, but part of how he makes his money is also DJing, and he can do both, he can do two turntables and a microphone, and he can do the digital stuff, and you're right in that, like, it depends, I guess, on how much you want to dig, because you can find pretty much on, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, you can find pretty much any record ever made legally or illegally on the internet. But also you can find, hopefully, them in record stores or with, you know, a website like Discogs or eBay or anything like that too. So, it really depends. I mean, I obviously love a vinyl DJ, but you don't see that at weddings or much anymore, or even at clubs anymore, hardly. So it really is a niche, like, really cool thing. So if people are doing that, you know, with turntables and records now, I mean, you know, to keep it up, I wish they would, certainly.
Yeah. And it's, you know, but man, you know, carrying a bunch of milk crates around, like, you know, I mean, just being a DJ back in the days in the 70s and 80s, man. I mean, that was like you needed a truck. You may as well have a whole band.
Exactly.
With the equipment that you have to hook up and all the records.
Yep.
Crazy
exactly.
stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I appreciate it. I think it's awesome and it's a damn good skill.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, RL, thanks, man. 312-981-7200. We got a text here that says, I have Jimi Hendrix Electric Ladyland, an import record with the naked ladies on the cover. Is that worth anything? Now, there's a question.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of questions about whether vinyl of certain cuts and certain pressings are worth anything?
Yeah, that's a big deal. And it goes both ways. There are some people who don't know what they have and it can be worth quite a lot of money. And there are people who, just because they have a Beatles record, think it's worth, you know, $500.
Yeah.
And it's like baseball cards. Like the baseball cards that aren't really worth much are from the years where they oversaturated the market,
yeah.
where they did 80s and 90s and everybody had baseball cards. The ones that aren't, that are worth a ton, obviously, are your, these Honus Wagner cards that are, you know, from a very, very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So in the sense of records, you know, Electric Ladyland, you can go on, again, it's Discogs, DISCOGS.com. It's a great marketplace to be able to see, you know, what your exact copy is worth, and you can look it up by barcode. You can look it up by the matrix that's in the dead wax of these records. It's very important to know what copy you have. Just because you have this Jimi Hendrix record, they could have done 172 pressings of it. You got to find which one it was. It might not be a first pressing. It might be the seventh one. It might be from Germany. You don't know, you know, and
Discogs.
So Discogs.com is a really good marketplace.
All right, cool. Jim, hang on. Jim, you can hang out till like after three.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
cool.
Sure.
All right, Jim Hankey is with us, contributing editor to modernvinyl.com. We'll tell you about that website, and we'll tell you about the Record Store Black Friday, which is happening this Friday. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. In a little bit, we've got Fly Jams Thanksgiving coming up. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, a special Wednesday morning, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I have a turkey-shaped cardboard that I'm putting up.
Oh, turkey-shaped cardboard.
Yes.
That you're going to be doing your popping and locking and snaking and spinning.
Yep.
See, I'm down, man. I talk like the kids. And then I'd be Wiki Wiki Nikki. DJ Shagru is off. We have a name for Elif yet? We don't have maybe just DJ Elif?
Yeah,
for the morning?
You know, I didn't come up with mine. That was the listeners.
Yeah, that was the listener. I didn't come up with mine either.
I have no creativity in that sense.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was going to give a suggestion, but then she said listeners.
No, you can
no,
give
yeah,
a suggestion.
No, go for it. We have no creativity for that, so.
Well, if you want it to be Thanksgiving themed,
yeah.
I'm from Turkey.
Oh, so look at that.
You can call me Dr. Turk.
Dr. Oh, Turk.
I like that.
Very good. Dr. Turk will join us. That's fantastic, Elif.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Good.
All right, that's great. Okay, Dr. Turk will join us later. Jim Hankey is here. I know that you're aware of Fly Jams Friday.
Oh man, one of my favorite segments.
And
on
you've actually requested some Fly Jams.
I have, absolutely.
Yeah, and absolutely. We've got 9 Fly Jams that are Thanksgiving themed.
Okay.
And Fly Jam Bob, who is a regular caller and contributor to Fly Jams, he's going to actually introduce all the Fly Jams. That'll be coming up at 4:30.
Yeah, as an SNL fan, the thing that I think about is the Pump It Up, the bird when Chris Rock was on.
Oh yeah,
When they did the turkey that you could pump like the Reebok pump shoe.
Oh yeah, that's
right. A Fly Jam. It's like a takeoff on Fresh Prince and stuff.
It is. All right. Well, let's talk about the Record Store Black Friday.
Sure.
We all know what Black Friday is. Everybody forgets about Thanksgiving, and then they camp out and they try to get a cheap TV.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get like good bargains, and people go out on Black Friday and shop.
And
Record Store. First of all, tell everybody about Record Store Day.
Yes, Record Store Day is the third Saturday in April every year, and that started in 2008.
Mm.
And it was an event started by a group of labels, a group of independent record stores and music people who wanted to basically honor brick-and-mortar record stores in the age of ordering on Amazon or wherever. They wanted to bring people back into their neighborhood record store. So every year since 2008, artists have released exclusive releases only to independent record stores on those days.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're passing a record store on one of those days and see a line out the door, it's because people want exclusive pressings of some of the biggest names of music. We're talking about David Bowie. We're talking about the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, that sort of stuff.
Right.
And also, obviously, your independent bands and lesser known bands as well. So, you know, and they have giveaways, live music usually at some of these record stores. And since 2010, they've been doing the Black Friday edition as well, which is a little bit less. It's not as focused on as the one in April. But same kind of deal. You know, there's a big list of exclusive releases on that Black Friday, exclusive and limited. You know, some of these are only, you know, 1,000 pressed, you know, in the whole country.
Wow.
So these record stores, they have to place their orders early in order to get as many as they can. And obviously some record stores are going to lose out, you know, based on just the limited quantity of these records. So, but it's a really great event and it gets people through the door.
So how many stores are going to participate in the Record Store Black Friday that people can go to?
Sure. People can go to recordstoreday.com to find out how many stores are participating, which ones in their neighborhood are participating. You can search by your zip code and find out where your closest record store is that is participating there. It's up to record stores if they want to participate. There are ones that choose not to, but on the majority, your independent record stores are really dying to be a part of this so that people know that they exist, so they can get new customers, so they can just connect with the people who, you know, come in there, not just on those days, but throughout the year and support them.
Okay. All right. So you just type in your zip code.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's as easy as that. Now, what are some of the bands and artists that are going to be doing stuff for
and
debuting some of their
product? Yeah, absolutely. So it's really varied. And a lot of this stuff is brand new, stuff you wouldn't be able to get anywhere else. A lot of it is reissues, though. For instance, they're reissuing the Clash self-titled album on a split colored vinyl. One half of it will be white. One half of it will be blue. So, you know, that's a record that's not too hard to find. But if you want a brand new copy of it that looks kind of sweet, you can do that. Dave Matthews Band, you're obviously a big fan.
Oh, yes.
They will have the Live Tracks Volume 5 vinyl box. It's a 1995 show in Michigan. And that's like a 4-LP box set.
Man.
So obviously that was 95. So that's going to focus heavily on Crash and Under the Table and Dreaming and that kind of stuff. Earth, Wind & Fire, they're going to have a picture disc of the best of Earth, Wind & Fire Volume 1. A record that you can pretty easily find in any used section, but it's going to be a brand new picture disc.
And then that's the people that the Volume 1 is, oh man, that's a phenomenal collection.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the red cover with the gold sort of circular pendant.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And being a picture disc, I'm sure it's going to basically be the pendant.
That's cool.
This is really cool. Speaking of Fly Jams Friday, the Isley Brothers, they're going to release Groove With You Live. This is a 2-LP set limited to about 3,500 copies. Now, this is a live album that was originally prepared for release in 1980. Has never been released before.
Whoa!
That's going to be on blue and gold vinyl. It's going to have a gatefold, so you can open it up and check it out. So that originally, for whatever reason, I haven't been able to find the reason that it was scrapped in 1980, but it's never been available before.
That's all. And do you know how many they pressed?
3,500 about is what they're going to put it at. So that number is, it sounds low still, but you should be able to find that in your neighborhood record stores without a
problem. That's cool.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of some other stuff here, but this is a very weird one. So John Malkovich is releasing a two LP picture disc.
I'm sorry. Let me wrap my mind around that one for a second.
Sure.
All right. John Malkovich is releasing a picture disc on vinyl.
So what this will incorporate, it's a very weird thing. It's called Like a Puppet Show is the name of it. It's limited to 2,000. It's a 2-LP picture disc. So Malkovich will, on part of it, Malkovich will recite Pluto's Allegory of the Cave. And he will also have music supplied by Yoko Ono, Sean Lennon, Rick Ocasek from The Cars, Dweezil Zappa, and a name I haven't heard in a very long time, OMD.
Wow!
So I don't know what this is going to be, but if people want to check out a John Malkovich album.
That sounds pretty fantastic to me.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, little orchestral maneuvers in the dark.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Now, the last thing I'll mention, too, you know, a lot of soundtracks are getting reissued.
Yeah.
Garden State, the Love and Mercy soundtrack is finally coming to vinyl on this day. But the one everybody's clamoring for that we should have gotten a long time ago, the High Fidelity soundtrack is being repressed.
It's such a great soundtrack.
Everybody is super psyched about that.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And all of these things, again, recordstoreday.com.
Yes.
You can get all the information. A lot of the stuff that you just mentioned is there. And you can also find out what record store is participating in Record Store Black Friday this week by typing in like your zip code and you can find out.
Yes, exactly.
All right, very, very cool. So you were talking about the vinyl subscription service. Now, what is this? Let's set this up.
Sure.
Before, because I'll get the box that I now have. Explain the background behind this before I open it.
Before you open it. Yeah. So what you're going to get right now is an album from a subscription club called Vinyl Me Please.
Vinyl Me Please.
Vinyl Me Please started in out of Boulder, Colorado in 2013. Now, what they do every month, and this is an album of the month club, for as low as $23. $10 a month, you get a record shipped to your door.
Okay.
Along with that record, it basically it's an exclusive pressing just for members of that club, so you can't find this in stores. You also get a custom cocktail recipe that pairs nicely with the album, which I know, obviously.
You're not quit drinking.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. But you can pass that on to somebody.
I can pass that on to somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
No matter what album they send you, you also get a 12-inch by 12-inch album-inspired art print. You can subscribe for 1, 3, 6, or 12 months at a time.
Oh, that's so cool.
And, the artists that have been used in the past there, now obviously they want to introduce people to new bands and stuff, but we're talking about some bigger acts that they've, done exclusive vinyl pressings for: Wilco, Lee Scratch Perry, Thelonious Monk, R.L. Burnside, Explosions in the Sky. So they're trying to introduce you to new bands, but also they know that they need to keep, like, you know, bands that are bigger
right
in the forefront, and they do these exclusive pressings.
And this, again, one more time with this website.
It's vinylmeplease.com.
Vinylmeplease.com. So that's where this came from. So you ordered this for me.
I did.
Oh, thank you.
This is the November album of the month.
Okay.
And considering how big of a fan I am of yours, and I think this album is very special to you. And,
oh, man.
All right. And should check it out.
I do want to mention that the package that it came in, it's black.
Yeah.
And it says, "The best damn record club is there." And it says, "For the love of music, please do not bend." For the love of music, please do not bend.
Because vinyl is very, I mean, our male people are very great at their job.
Yeah.
Sometimes records get crushed.
Everybody but Newman.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to open it. Wait a second. Oops. Oh, now they're making it very difficult to get in here.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hold on.
For the love of music, Nick.
For the love of music. I'm not going to bend it. I'm going to break my fingers off. All right, hang on. This is very exciting.
Live radio, everybody.
There we go. Okay.
Wonderful.
Oh man.
So yeah, you want to tell everybody what this
is?
It's
the first album I ever bought in my life, and it's Black Sabbath Paranoid.
It's on wonderful purple vinyl.
Oh, man.
Nick, this was remastered from the original tapes. You've got in there your recipe. You've got a little bit about the record. You've got this art print that's really cool, inspired by the record.
That is... Oh, this is so awesome. Okay.
So when they announced... Now, people can be surprised, too. If you subscribe to Vinyl Me Please and don't want to read their emails or get, you know ahead of time what record's coming to you, that's fine. But you also have the option to know.
Okay.
And when they announced the November record, I knew for sure that this is one we had.
This is fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, let me just tell you what the cocktail is. Paranoid and Black Jack.
Okay.
Which is 1.5 ounce of cognac, 1.5 ounce of Kirschwasser, cold coffee concentrate, and syrup.
Oh, geez.
Shake with ice, strain into a chilled cocktail glass, garnish with 3 brandied cherries on a pick. And it says, the second album by English rock band Black Sabbath isn't just a classic, it's a rite of passage.
Yep.
Wow, man. Yeah. An album that must be reckoned with, regardless of whether or not it's embraced. Released during the Vietnam War into a topsy-turvy world, Paranoid sliced itself into the socio-political landscape with songs like War Pigs and Electric Funeral, giving salt to the cynics and disenfranchised, and defining the heavy metal genre in the process. It's impossible to grasp the full context of the album listening to it in 2015, but what is possible is to recognize the wizard-like magic concocted by 4 young men in a London studio, likely unaware of the magnitude of what they were doing. Enjoy listening with a drink picked to match both hue and style of the album, something black and heavy, but full of electricity.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome, man. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. I knew that this is a huge, huge record, and it just seemed like serendipity that they were releasing it this month.
That's so great, man. This is amazing. Vinyl Me Please is the website.
Yes.
If you're looking to get somebody something for December,
because
it's Christmas.
If there is a vinyl lover in your family, subscribe them to this, and then they can sit back, and once a month they'll get a record in the mail. And
it's
and,
so good, man.
Yeah.
It's the first album I ever bought.
Yep.
The very first album I ever
Absolutely.
Bought. Man, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Very, very kind of you, man. Oh, that's so cool. Man. And the artwork is awesome,
yeah.
too. So
yeah.
The original artwork, very, very cool. All right, well, we have to take a break.
Sure.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more and
you
wrap things up. And what was the question you had, Elif?
What was the name of that discount record website?
Oh, it's discogs.com, D-I-S-C-O-G-S.com. It's basically a marketplace for people buying, selling, and trading vinyl. And you can get a good idea of what your copy of whatever you have might be worth.
Discogs.com. Got it?
Short for discography.
Like discography.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome,
man. Oh, man. First album I ever bought, and I just got it on vinyl again. So that's very, very cool. All right, we're going to take a break. Jim, hang on, okay?
Yep.
Morning, everybody. Yeah. So I was just, like, digging into the Black Sabbath Paranoid vinyl that Jim got me. Man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And you got to see, you guys saw the purple vinyl.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, you got to see this thing. It's just, it's unbelievable. We took a picture of it. It'll be on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. And Vinyl Me Please is the website.
Yeah, vinylmeplease.com. So people can check that out. And if you've got a music lover in your family who's into vinyl and maybe just once a month you want them to get something special.
Yeah.
I mean, even opening that box, I mean, you saw like just how much care they really put into
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Very, very cool. I really, again, thank you so much, man.
You're welcome. That's
so cool.
Thanks to them.
All right. So that was my first album. What was your first album that you ever purchased?
Man, well, the first one I ever purchased with my own money was on tape. I can't remember the first vinyl record I bought. It was Aerosmith's Greatest Hits.
Ah.
Good way to start. Here's the funny thing is that I was always really into Aerosmith growing up, and they were also my first concert.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mention too, going alone. But I always, for a while, I thought Joe Perry was mute. Because every time I saw them on TV, it was mostly Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, and Steven Tyler did all the talking and certainly all the singing, and I swear, like, I think I was seven, and I was like, I think that guy can't talk. It's pretty awful.
You've never told me that story.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Until I, like, you know.
Just, Joe Perry was mute until his solo album came out, and then you were like, oh!
Yeah, right, exactly right. The Joe Perry Project
or whatever
Perry that
was. The Joe Perry was. That's what it was. It was the Joe Perry Project.
Should have stayed mute.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's see. Hey, hi, I'm 50. 50 years old, so am I. And I have about 400 pieces of vinyl that I don't have space for. Any advice for selling? I'd like to find someone who would enjoy them and maybe make a little cash.
Interesting. You're welcome to, you know, call, but with a collection that large, I would recommend if you'd like to speak to a store about that, they can either come to you, hopefully, and check out your collection or arrange a way to easily bring your collection to them. Obviously, I would not recommend bringing 400 records in your car and just bringing them in willy-nilly to a store. They want to be, for that kind of large collection, they want to be able to be prepared and have the time to take a look at it and stuff. Discogs is a good way to do it one by one. There are vinyl communities on Facebook and stuff. I'm part of several of them. You know, you can try being a member of those and seeing if people want to take that off your hands. Craigslist is certainly a way to do it, but ideally a record store is going to know the value of what you're selling.
Right.
And you'll be able to get it to who knows how many hundreds of people who will come through that store and pick up pieces of your collection.
Very cool. And this is kind of scary. Mike couldn't hang on, so he sends a text that says, where can I find new vinyl by the band Real Friends? Now, and this is scary because you're wearing a Real Friends hoodie.
I am. This is very weird.
Yeah.
So, Mike, if you are a window washer or something on Tribune Tower and you're seeing me, nobody asked about my Pearl Jam hat that I'm wearing, so that's okay. So the band Real Friends, and it's very funny, my wife is cousins with their bass player, Kyle. He's a very, very great bass player, and Real Friends is an awesome band from right around the South Burbs here in Chicago. So Real Friends, they've got a website. They've got a merch store online. You can pick up their records there, as well as I know Hot Topic. Obviously, people might know Hot Topic as the goth store in all the malls and stuff like that. They do exclusive vinyl pressings now.
Oh.
So Real Friends, I know real recently had a exclusive vinyl press of a couple of their records through Hot Topic. But mainly, I mean, that's a very popular band that you can find online
Okay.
quite easily.
Recordstoreday.com to find out where the records record store celebrating Black Friday is near you. When is Vinyl Emergency Podcast going to go up?
Hopefully January.
In January,
yeah,
okay.
I'm going to meet with Jim a couple more times to get everything situated. But okay. I think, I'm sure Eric will tell you more about his show as well. When that goes up. So we're looking at January. So no website or anything I can give you right now. But, obviously I'll pass on that information.
Pass it on to me and I'll let everybody know.
You got it.
Jim, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. And thank you for the beautiful gift.
Absolutely.
Really, really nice.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nick.
Thank you, buddy. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.